How can crying out to God help us in times of struggle? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I have a very potent memory of an ugly situation I found myself in a few years ago. I had an unhealthy relationship with someone who I was forced to see on a regular basis. No one around us really knew what was happening, and if they did, they kept their mouths shut. Because of the circumstances, I couldn't really talk about it, so I wrestled a lot in private. Well, one day, after an interaction with this individual, I just went out to my car and drove home. Before I even turned the key in the ignition, I was sobbing. "I don't know what to do, God. There's nothing more I can do," is all I could say. And thankfully, I knew that God was with me in this situation and could help. Do you know that God is with you in yours? Well, that's what today's Devo is all about. It's called Crying Out to God by Emily Acker. I've had days when I've cried out to God again and again because I cannot face all that is going on in my life without Him. It takes humility to admit that I need Him to get through my life, and that I especially need Him to step in when things aren't going well. I have had days when I'm at my computer and I close my eyes and cry out to God. On those same days, I might get down on the floor and shed tears or pray to God while I wash dishes. I am acutely aware of my deep need for God when I am struggling, and I reach out to Him for help. In Psalm 55, we read that David also had those kinds of days. In verse 17, he mentions crying out to God in the morning, at evening, and at noon. He had days when he needed to constantly bring his distress to God. In this psalm, David describes not only how he cried out to God when facing difficult times, but also how God rescued him. I have had that happen in my own life. Not only have I felt the presence of God when I've been struggling, but I have also seen Him take care of my problems so that I no longer have to deal with them. It's good news that we can cry to God over and over again. We can cry out for help as we eat our lunch or when the pain is too much and we reach noon without an appetite. We can ask for God's help in the evening and all throughout the night when sleep won't come. Just as David did, we can go to God again and again and know that He hears us. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. As Christians, we can be sure that God is with us through all the day and night because Jesus is Emmanuel, which means God with us. He died and rose again to bring us near to God. He always wants us to cry out to Him, and He can truly empathize with our struggles because He knows what it's like to be human. Can you think of a time when something bad happened in your life or in the world around you, and you turned to God to seek His help? What was that like? The more we choose to turn to God in our distress, the more it becomes our second nature, something we do even without thinking. And God never gets tired of hearing from us. Consider spending some time to tell God about whatever has been weighing on you lately. As you and I can read in Psalm 57, verse 2, "I cry out to God Most High, to God who will fulfill His purpose for me." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible Psalms 55, verses 16 through 18, as well as Psalm 57, verses 1 through 11, to keep God's Word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Did you find today's Devo encouraging? Well, I'm sure there are other people in your life who you know need to hear it. So I encourage you to take a few moments and share this link with them or use it as a talking point to discuss with them. Also, join us for tomorrow's Devo called The End of Entropy with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God's Word in your life.